We want to welcome this morning Brother Larry Hernandez, a friend of ours, a pastor from Spirit Song Church in Silverdale. And we've asked him to come and bring the message this morning. And he also is a wonderful, gifted musician. And most of all, he's a worshiper. And so he's going to do a couple of songs for us as well. Let's welcome Pastor Larry.
Praise the Lord. We just bless you this morning, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this wonderful time to worship you together with your people, oh God. What a blessing we have. Do you feel the presence of God in this place?
See if I get through my mess here. We have it. They have me on already. We're good. Thank you. It's so good to be with you this morning. I'm a little tired this morning. I went to bed at, I think, 3 o'clock, something like that, this morning. Just getting ready for today and praying and when the Lord keeps you up, he keeps you up. That's all you can do. You know, some people wait, they sleep 2 hours, and it's 2 a.m. in the morning. You go, what? But you know what I'm talking about. Isn't that good, though? Isn't it good that the Lord is always, he's always speaking to us, always, always, always. We're in that flow of the Spirit that it's nice to hear God. And the Bible says that my sheep know my voice. It's so sweet of him. I love the way he speaks. Is something buzzing there? Is it the speaker? Okay. This morning I was going to... Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for inviting me, Pastor Kevin and Sherry. I'm so glad to be with the other part of the family of God. You know, it's going to be great when we're all in heaven. We won't be separated anymore. But we're going to have a great time. But I was going to speak on shaking off discouragement, and the Lord, as we were praying, changed my mind. And he'll do that, won't he? So we need to be ready. You know, just blessed are the flexible, for they shall not be broken. And some of you got that. So we bend with the Lord, and we see what God wants for your people, for his people, I should say. And God has something special for you. So I hope this morning that the message I bring to you will speak to your hearts and bless you and strengthen you and remind you that when you go through hard times, that you can always trust in God. Always. The trust in God is so important. Let's pray first. Father, thank you for this time and this opportunity. I pray you would just fill my mouth with your words. But I pray more than anything else that you would come into our hearts and we would just receive something that we would not forget. That this would be an anchor of hope, a stone of remembrance, if I may say, something that will just grasp our minds and stick. It's no good going to church and then, Lord, what was the sermon about? I don't know. We don't want to do that. Let this word stick to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And they all said, amen. Amen. Trusting God is so important. You know, we're coming into a season that nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, it's getting pretty wild out there. People, you know, there's a word for shalom. Shalom means to destroy the established authority of chaos. I speak shalom over this church. Isn't that good? To destroy the established authority of chaos. This world is not our world. We're sojourners. We're just traveling through. But what's really cool about this is that God, can I move this speaker? Because I'm going to trip over it. And I don't want to do that. It's okay, I'm a musician. I know how to treat equipment, so. But, you know, trusting God is so important. And, you know, I was thinking about this as I was changing the message. When I was about 4 years old, my Uncle Gilbert, I was 4 years old. My Uncle Gilbert started doing this. He picked me up, and he threw me in the air, and he cut me. And then I said, I like that. He threw me in the air and he cut me. But the third time that he threw me in the air, Uncle Gilbert did not catch me. By the way, I forgive him. But it traumatized me. Because it taught me not to trust in human beings. From that age. From that age. My wife and I were in business for 25 years in Southern California, Orange County. We loved it there. It was awesome. We got wiped out in business 3 times. Does anybody know what that's like? If you have your own business, you know what it's like. I mean, it is. It's not fun. You know, 3 times we were wiped out through fires or through changes in management, the property management we were working for. 80% of our business was with that property management company. And never do that. Diversify. I learned diversify. We got wiped out. And then we had the Laguna fires. You remember those big fires in Laguna Beach, California, a long time ago? Well, most of our customers were up there. Boom, gone. We went up there. It looked like a hydrogen bomb hit that place. It was incredible. And a lot of our clients were up there. We were doing a mom-and-pop janitorial property management type of thing. So we were wiped out again. And every time I'd go to God, in fact, the first time we got wiped out, I said, God, why are you doing this to us? Are you punishing us? Won't you hear my prayer? God, God, has anybody been there? You know, do we have any car screamers in here? Yeah. Uh-huh. And I was so just, you know what the truth was? I was scared. And so I went and I had this Bible. And I went to my dining room table and I put it right there and I opened it up. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. My God shall supply all of my, you know. What are we going to do, God? Are we going to die? Our finances are wiped out. What are we going to do? He didn't say anything. But he gave me his word. The second time, I went again to the table that we were wiped out. You said this. How come you're not doing it? I should have read Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, what does it say? My thoughts are not your thoughts. And my ways are higher than your ways. And when he says, when I speak my word, I will send it out. It will not return to me void, but will accomplish the thing that I send it out to do. But little Larry's brain, this little finite brain was not getting it. It's not getting it. And I looked at that. Ooh, you promised to meet all my needs according to your riches and glory. The third time came about. And I said, I put the Bible on the table again, same table. And I looked at the Bible. I just looked at it and I said, forget it. Either you're going to do it, Lord, or you're not going to do it. And you know what I found out? There was a problem in my life. It was called trust. Who's the enemy of trust? Doubt. Who's the enemy of trust? Fear. Those things will paralyze you. Those things will get your mind and your eyes off of Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. I'm telling you, it was just amazing. And I still didn't get it that I didn't trust God. But one day, in 1992, the Lord came to me, and through a series of events and through the church I was going to, the Lord had broken my pride, because that was the sin that was holding me back, my pride. And what does the Lord, what does the Bible say about pride? God humbles the prideful, and he lifts up the humble. That's Larry paraphrased. But that's what happened. I literally fell on the rock. Now, we can fall on the rock or the rock will fall on us. That's right. Right? When we're going through difficult times. And you know what it is? It's God's love trying to get something into the little brains of ours and into our spirits that we know that God is real. That we know that we can always depend on him. That we know that he loves us, that as it was said today, he will never Listen to this. Never, 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 never leave us nor forsake us. Did you hear that? That's what Jesus said. And that's when you hear it just one time, I will never leave you nor forsake you. No, it's never, 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 never leave you nor forsake you. And you know what? I'm sure glad that he never forsake me or forsook me, because I felt like walking away. And in 1992, he got a hold of me and he said, it's over. Your testing is over. Now we're going to do things my way. Through business and everything. You know, that was a divine interruption from God. God will do that because he loves you. You can't get away from God. You can't run from God. You can't do anything away from God, because he says, I shall give them eternal life and they shall never perish, and no man shall pluck them out of my hand, or yourself, or the devil, or anybody else. See? But do you trust the Lord? Do you trust the Lord? And when I finally realized that through my trials, and I'm setting up here for the scripture, that I finally realized that I did not trust God, because I learned to distrust. If you distrust people, you distrust God. Getting into the crawl space. Isn't that right? If you cannot trust people, you cannot trust. It's because you can't trust God. And I learned, I had to quit trusting men. Because that's when I ran into all our problems, or my problems. You have to trust the Lord first. Can you say this with me? I have to trust the Lord first. He will never fail me. But man may fail me. That's right. Isn't that true? I didn't have anyone to teach me these principles and these things about how great God is. So, if you'll turn your Bibles to Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. And I'm going to add verse 7 too, because it's pretty appropriate. And a lot of you know this already, but I'm going to show you something that is really cool about this. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, all your inner self, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he is going to do what? Okay, and verse 7, did you notice that? Do not be wise in your own eyes. Oh, don't you do it. Well, I did it. And that's when the rock fell on me. But to trust in the Lord, what does that mean? I'll tell you, the theme of my life now is to trust in him emphatically and completely. And it's to the best of my ability. And when I don't, I just confess, I don't trust you, Lord. But I want to trust you, because I know that the Lord is good. I know what you promised. What does Jeremiah 29:11 say, folks? You have to look it up. Well, I'll look it up for you. For I know the thoughts that I had, that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, listen, and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. How much more intimate could that be? And you will seek me, and what? And you'll find me when you search for me with all your heart. I'll tell you, I learned to seek him with all of my heart. So the first thing, I had to learn, and he had to reteach me how to trust in him truly. It's so funny. We trust God, and we trust ourselves in doing many things. God's given us a lot of talents and abilities to do things. But when you come to the end of the road, when you've done all you can do and you can't do anymore, who are you going to trust? Isn't it? And you know what? There's no limitation with God. With me, there is a limitation in what I trust and what I know. That's finite. But he is infinite. Oh, the God who created 100 billion galaxies. 100 billion galaxies? What? And then every star has a name. God has named every star in the galaxies. That's incredible. And you're so wonderfully, fearfully made. Isn't that awesome? Oh, what a miracle you are. I am. This is incredible. But trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord. What does that mean? It means to confide in. It means to rely on. It means that person is always right on the mark. God, you can trust in God with what? With all your heart. And that's what he was teaching me and has been teaching me through the years, to trust him more and more and more and more, because he's the God of more. But to trust him with all of my heart. That's where we need to go. Then he says, and lean not on your own understanding. How many times have you been leaning on your own understanding? We'll figure it out. You know, you're in the car, you're in the desert. You took a wrong turn. Your wife told you you should have turned right instead of left. Right, right. And what does the guy do? He just sizzles. You know, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And guess what? A lot of us are like that. And even in the church, a lot of us are like that. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. No, you need to come under submission to your leadership, just to the Lord and your leadership. Amen?
Amen.
And then you'll be blessed. But don't lean on your own understanding. Here's the third thing. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What does that mean? In the Hebrew, it means to have an intimate relationship with the Lord. That means you got to spend time in the Bible.
Right.
You got to spend time reading or praying. You have to spend time in fellowship. And you know what? You have to spend time with God. I mean, it's time. This didn't happen overnight that I'm here today, this morning. It's taken years for God to show me how to acknowledge him and to get to know him and to love him and to really know that he loves me. But guess what? He loves you. He knows this condition. He's right there like this, holding your hand. And that's where your trust is. Even Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in the Lord. Amen. Now, I want to really say something here, because it says in verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes. There's a reason for that. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. But I was thinking on this. Let's see if we can find it here. Jeremiah chapter 17. This is why, very simple, why we should not trust in ourselves. Okay? This is it. Listen to this. This is powerful. Okay, Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus, first of all, thus says the Lord. Is there any other higher authority than that? So I can say to you, thus says the Lord. All right? Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and he shall not see when good comes. Who? But shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness. Wow. I'm going to stop there. I used to be dried up. I used to be a tumbleweed. You know what? Tumbleweeds have no roots. That's what happens when you start going your own way. Isn't that right? Have you ever seen those houses that were covered? And just, I mean, you couldn't even see the house anymore. Tumbleweeds everywhere. Yeah. Well, tumbleweeds have no roots. And we, the way that I've learned to trust God is to go over to Isaiah 61, verse 3. That they shall be called the oaks of righteousness, what? Planted by the Lord for his glory. For his glory. I found out that I wasn't planted in the Lord. In order to trust God, I needed to throw myself at him, to humble myself, but I needed to say this. And I found this out. I read this through a book from a credible man. It convicted me, because we tried to get out of this place, leaning on our own understanding in this area, this Washington, three times, folks. It was hard. You think ministry is hard when you're just... God has to provide, or it's not going to happen. But oh boy, the blessing of being here and trusting God and getting planted in the Lord is so good, because then God started to bless us in every way, not just in some ways. Now, you see, I decided after reading this material and getting the revelation that I wanted to stop being a tumbleweed. So I said, Lord, I'm going to grab my wife, Nadine. We're going to sit down on the bed And Lord, first of all, we're going to ask that you will plant us in you and make us an oak of righteousness. Amen. Why? For his glory. And that's all I wanted. Do you know what happened after that? Everything started happening for us that was so good. The Bible says in Ephesians, it says, let your roots go down deep in the soil of God's love, that you might know the width, the length, and the height, and the depth of his love. I wanted to get planted. In fact, I was planted on that day that my wife and I did this. We were planted in the soil of God's love, and I feel like our church is becoming like a little oak of righteousness. You know, this church is an oak of righteousness here. Your pastors are sweet people. They're loving people. You know, you guys are so spoiled. Do you know you could be in a big church where the pastor doesn't have time for you? All he does is he just comes in. They plop the Bible, he reads, and he leaves. And then you have shepherds. You know what? Pray for them and bless them. Those folks are planted in the Lord. They're planted here for Ludlow. Isn't that awesome? Okay. So now, I don't want to be cursed. So I want to get planted in the Lord. Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Are you getting it? See, how are you going to learn to trust God? You got to get planted in him. You got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. But I'm going to tell you something really cool about this. Those are three conditions. Three conditions. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Number two, don't lean on your understanding. Number three, in all your ways, get to know him. Get planted in him. Spend time with him. And then listen, are you ready for this? Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's what the Wycliffe commentary says. If you meet those three conditions, he will enable you to go forward. Whoa. What does that mean? That means that wherever God is going to send you, he will enable you to go forward because you've trusted him. You haven't tried to do it your way, and you spent time getting to know him and hearing his direction for what he wants for you. It's like this church. They're praying. You should be praying here. God, enable us to go forward.
Amen.
What do you want? You want to see souls?
Yes.
Lord, enable us to. We're going to trust in you. There's no curse on us. I can just tell you that. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ and you're living on your own, you're going to do things on your own, and that's going to be a cursed life. Amen?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
But now it's different. The favor of God's on you. The goodness of God's on you.
Right.
His faithfulness is with you.
Amen.
His love is with you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Well, when I started to learn this, and I found out that God was going to enable us to go forward, my wife and I have been charging ever since with the Lord. We can say, God, whatever you want, we're going to trust you. And you know what? Even when things don't look good like this world, I'm going to trust the Lord over what anybody says in this government, what anybody says in this world, whoever has the power. Our government is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. You know, he is leading us. He is guiding us. And I think what God is wanting to say, don't worry about what's going to happen. That's why I gave it Jeremiah 29:11 in the world. God is going to take care of his church. And all you need to do is sign up. I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. Or if you don't know how to trust, you say, God, teach me to trust you. But I'm going to tell you this. You will be going through some testing. Right?
Yes.
Practice makes perfect. But you're not going to whine, are you? You're not going to complain, are you? You're not going to be a car screamer, are you? No. You're going to say, thy will be done. And when you get there, the Lord is going to bless you. And he's going to enable you to go forward. And you know, the same problems that you used to have then. The problems they're gonna leave you. They're gonna go away. You won't have to go around the mountain over and over. Have you seen Christians like that? They just go around, around, oh, around the mountain. The Lord said, you didn't pass around the mountain. You didn't pass around the mountain. I'm tired of going around the mountain. I want to get up to Mount Zion.
Yeah.
Psalm 125, verse 1. They that trust in the Lord shall, and those, let's see, they that trust in the Lord shall abide. Wait a minute, let me get that open, because I'm getting all wound up here. I'm not going to misquote the word, okay? Thanks for letting me be fallible. Hallelujah. I get so excited sometimes. It must be my, I don't know. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which, listen, cannot be moved, but abides forever. Cannot be shaken. Because this world's going to be shaken. You and the church will not be shaken. Amen. You know, that's my word for you today. Just trust the Lord. Don't worry about the world. But I'm going to just say, pursue God. Read your word. Stay in church. Stay in fellowship. Do not isolate yourself during the time that's coming. Because we don't know what's coming after the election. And we don't know what's going to happen to this world. But don't you be afraid, because God's not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. So let's move forward, church. Let's move forward, okay? Trust the Lord. Now, right now, what I'd like for you to do is, I'd like for you to stand. If you don't trust the Lord, or you're having a problem trusting the Lord in an area of your life, would you stand? I'm going to pray this. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we break every bit of doubt. We delete it right now. We take our authority. You have given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. I pray right now, Lord, that doubt and fear you leave right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are going to trust you. And in fact, we're going to just give these folks right now. I'm going to give them to you, Lord, as a gift. We're going to come to the throne of grace that we might obtain mercy and help in this time of need. Lord, meet the need, Lord. As you said in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I want you to repeat that with me. My God
shall supply
all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I declare to you, Lord, and to the enemy of my soul, that I am free now to trust you, because I know you love me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on now. All right. God bless you. God bless you. Is there someone here starting a new ministry? Okay, just wondering. I wonder what God's going to do. All righty. Brother Kevin, thank you. Thank you, everybody. We bless you in Jesus' name.
Musicians, will you come on? How many of you trust God more now than when you came
here
this
morning?
Stand with me, would you all? Let's stand on our feet before the Lord. God is good. And all the time. I know the Lord has spoken to your hearts this morning. He is such a great, great God. And we are going to keep putting our trust in him. We're going to leave here this day with celebration. How many are ready to continue celebrating in the Lord? Let's go back to the song we started with. This is the day we will be glad, and it's a great day in the house of the Lord. Brother Larry, thank you so much for coming
and bringing
the word of the Lord to us this morning. Thanks for listening to the Lord. It's not always easy to switch in midstream, is it? But God's good. You got to go with him, right?
Yes.
Are you glad Larry went with God?
Amen.
Amen. To walking with you in an attitude of trust and praise. As we leave this place today, we do so with thanksgiving, knowing that you've heard us, you've seen us, you've surrounded us, picked us up, and you taking us on now. We choose to go forward in the Lord with great trust and celebration. Bless Pastor Larry and Pastor Nadine. Bless Spirit Song Church. Bless our friends in the family of God. And we thank you, Lord, for being so good to us today. In Jesus' name. They all said?
Amen.
If you're here this morning and you've not surrendered your life to the Lord who is so good, I urge you to do so. There'll be a team of people right over here also to pray for you for physical healing if you need that. We love you and are so glad that you've been with us this morning. Come back, celebrate with us again. Would you raise your hand for the blessing, please? Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And they all said,
Amen.
Amen. Be released. Have a fantastic day in the Lord.